Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host Damon, and today we get to give the people what they want. We have our special guest Mimo Anima, who's coming to on the show in response to Kyle calling her out on our last episode. So welcome to the show, Mimo.
Thanks. You guys made me laugh so hard. I was like, oh my gosh, I wish you didn't say my name so many times.
Well, you're here, so I'm very thankful and excited to talk to you about all that God's been doing in your life recently. So Mimo, with each of our guests, we ask the same question. What has God been highlighting to you recently? So what's God been teaching you?
Sure. I think I was trying to figure out like what word to use for that. And I think it's selfishness. I'm selfish. Such a negative word, but it actually is a good thing for me to know. So several years back, I started reading this book called The Best Yes by Lisa Turkhurst. And that pretty much talked about choosing my best yeses, choosing what I say yes to. And when I say yes to certain things, what am I saying no to? And I realized at that time that, gosh, I sure like saying yes to a lot of things because I'm a busybody. I love being social. I like being involved in different things. So I would say yes to a lot of things. But the time that I was getting away was a time I was missing with my kiddos. And they were much younger at that time. And also with Kyle. So then that book really changed my life in just looking at how to say yes. And even if there are good things, they're not the best things. So I had to really make better judgment and better choices about what I'm saying yes to. So just fast forward several years later, I come across another book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry and listened to, of course, the podcast and read the book. Actually, I'm almost done with the book, but I'm still in the book.
And that one's by John Mark Comer, right?
Yeah.
I know you really like him.
I do. I listened to a lot of his other podcasts. Just realizing, gosh, like how we make so many choices just to be, quote, happy. But those happinesses really are fleeting because they're really worldly things of being busy, of doing things, but really temporal things. Like they're not permanent happiness. Me and Kyle talking about this too, like now that COVID's, you know, pretty much kind of every day, like part of our life and things are opening up, this has been a great time for people to look at their lives again and say, hey, do I want to be as busy as I was before COVID? Or do I want to, because we went through like 2 years of not being able to do a lot of things and spending more time with family, more time with people that we love, do we want to cut back on the busyness and just focus on what's really important? So I think this is a crucial time, like in our lives, like realizing what's important. So just, yeah, I think that's what God's been teaching me the most.
Yeah, I think it's so easy for us, especially with good things, you know, spending time with, you know, taking our kids to sports or doing more activities with church or different things. It's easy to get so inundated with being busy and saying yes, but kind of like you're saying, sometimes we have to say no and recognize when we say yes to one thing, we're actually saying no to something else. Mm-hmm. And we have to reprioritize. And now's a good time to start thinking about those things as everything's opening up.
Yeah. And I think as a mom, like, you know, like I was talking about this with my best friend when I was on the phone with her, how like, I mean, when the kids are young, there's so much work and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait till you go to bed. And now that my kids are 13 and 10, they're capable of doing so much by themselves. Then I think to the future and I'm like, oh my gosh, like technically Eli could be out of a house like in 5 years or, you know, like I really do have limited time where I see them probably every day and spend time with them and talk life into them. And so, that also makes my choosing my yeses, I have to be more thoughtful and cautious about my yeses because God has gifted me with two great children and he has given me the responsibility for them to become men after Christ. And if I don't invest my time into helping them grow into to be the men that God has called them to be, then who's going to do that? Like, Kyle and I have the ultimate responsibility for raising them and teaching them God's ways. And so, yeah, I think just it's so easy to forget like that, because it's like there's sports, there's whatever other extracurricular activities that are fun and kids like doing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, my kids are not going to be professional baseball players or professional soccer players. You know, it's, they're great and they teach great life lessons, teamwork, self-control, things like that, respect. But I have to also balance everything out. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So
one of the main reasons that you're coming on the show today is because Kyle called you out last time to get your response. Because, you know, we were trying to describe a situation at one of the recent sermons where Pastor Barry kind of called the men to step up into their role as men of God, as God's warriors. And that really impacted you when you saw all the men come up. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to get it straight from your mouth and how you've been discerning and really processing that situation. Why did it really impact you that much? Instead of, you know, Kyle and I trying to figure out what was going on, we'd rather bring you on and have you share for yourself. So during that situation, what was going on? What was stirring inside of you? How have you been able to process what was going on?
Sure. So it was interesting because that was totally the Holy Spirit, right? Like when that happened during the second worship set. And just a few days before that, I think, is when I sent you and Kyle that podcast about what it means to be a man and the whole, like, the six steps or six points that you guys talked about.
Yeah, so if you want to know what those are, go listen to the episode with Kyle and myself. Yeah. I think we called it Waking the Lions.
Yes. And that was really good. Like, yeah, that was a really good episode. But I had just talked to Kyle about that and then, like, been in communication with both Kyle and Damon about that podcast, right? So then when Barry called the men up, and it was unexpected. I don't know what happened. Like, I had the mic in my hand ready to participate with the worship team. I couldn't. Like, I had to put it down because I started crying. I started, like, shaking. And it wasn't because I was emotional, because I'm a very emotional person. But it was tears coming because of God's goodness and, like, feeling God's heart for the men to really step in and take a stand and take some responsibility. Mm. I think responsibility is, I don't know, it just doesn't, I feel like the world kind of have shied away from people taking responsibilities for their growth, the mistakes people might make. So that's a big thing that I want to teach my kids, but because I think it's kind of lacking in our society right now. So when the guys came up initially, it was just a few people. It wasn't like a ton of people. And I closed my eyes because I was just so overwhelmed. And then when I opened my eyes, the front row was like filled with men, different ages. Then I was overwhelmed in a different way, which was more emotionally at that time, because I was like just thanking God because I was just so emotional about like these men that stepped up and were taking a stand to say that, yes, like I will stand for God. So it was two different kinds of emotions. It was the first one was, it was not, I don't know how I describe it. It wasn't from me. Mm. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, it seems like God's been stirring something in you in regards to that. And as I was processing it too, I wanted to ask you, do you feel like part of what God was doing and moving in you was, you know, your heart for your kids and wanting them to step into who God made them to be as men and seeing this is where our church is going and building them up, building up the men. And that's going to actually help your kids to be who God made them to be too. I was wondering if that had anything to do with what was stirring inside of you.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when I saw like this, when I opened my eyes and I saw all the guys standing too, and just thinking that these are guys that Eli and Ezra interact with at church. And some of them are like the, you know, the people in their 20s and 30s are kind enough to like talk to Eli about fantasy football and just things that Eli's interested in. They take time with Eli and talking about things that he's interested in. They're encouraging to him and just being really good, like older brothers almost, and just having good examples of being like caring for other people. Like, it doesn't matter what age you are, like you still care for other people. So yeah, I think, and then I want Eli and Ezra to be like that, where they're not just thinking about themselves, but they think of others. And that's how God's love kind of shine through you, is like you care for others. You're not being selfish. I think it kind of goes back to that word selfish. Mm. Yeah. So.
Sometimes I get so like lost in what our guests are sharing, because I am so intrigued and I feel like it's so much good stuff that sometimes I just lose my train of thought too. That kind of happened in this episode. I was like, wow, Mima, what you're sharing is so cool. Like, I want that for my kids too. And part of what was stirring, I feel like too, was just recognizing the intergenerational honoring of each other, right? And so, you know, as you're sharing about some of the people in their 20s and 30s and how they're honoring Eli and wanting to talk to him. And then what that's going to do is it's also going to build this culture of honor where Eli's going to honor them as well. And mm-hmm. he's going to say, yeah, these are the guys that I want to follow. And if they're following the Lord, then he's going to want to follow them yeah. towards the Lord too. So I think that's so cool.
Yeah. And I think it doesn't just have to be boys. Like, I have two sons, so I can talk to them. But for girls, like people that have daughters, it's the same thing. Like, we want to have, like, mentors. Like, they don't have to be mentors, but they could be called friends. But people in their lives that are after God's heart and that can teach your daughters how to be a daughter of God, I guess. And so it doesn't have to be just boys. It could be for girls, too. But I'm just talking for myself because I have two boys.
Yeah, so in our last episode, Kyle and I talked a lot about what it looks like to be a biblical man and what God's been showing us in when it comes to biblical manhood. So kind of wanted to get your take a little bit on what has God been leading you in and what it looks like to be a biblical woman.
So when Damon asked me that before too, like this podcast about the biblical womanhood and what that's like, I was like, oh my gosh, that's such a, I don't know, that those two words have like such a weight and responsibility. I'm like, I don't know if I know how to answer that. But I think what I can tell you is that it's a journey. Mm-hmm. And I'm on a journey to finding more about being God's daughter. Mm-hmm. And who he has created me to be. And I think I've had moments in my life where, like, I'll hear things, I'll read things, but they just haven't clicked until I get to a point in my life where, like, oh my gosh, like the light bulbs go off and all these aha moments, which I love because I know they're not from me. They're from God. Mm-hmm. I'm not that smart. So like the things that come to my head and that just like is like, whoa, like I know it's God because it's not me. But I think I just have to be in the right timing in my life, right place in my life for God to be like, there you go. This is what I've been showing you, you know, the last whatever years. And you're at a place where you can accept the truth and the weight of like what God's been trying to teach me. Because maybe I wasn't ready 5 years ago when he was trying to tell me, but he was planting seeds. Just like, I think it's the same thing as like for those of us who have people that maybe in our lives that are not believers yet, but we can plant seeds and they might not, it might look like it's futile and it's not going anywhere. But maybe in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, I don't know, like whenever the time is ripe, there's going to be the aha moment where God's going to be like, there you are, and I'm here for you, you know? So.
Yeah, I think that's so cool that you're sharing about this because, you know, when you first said, I don't know how I'm going to answer that. When we were talking before, you're like, I don't know what I'm going to say because I have so many different ideas and God's been speaking all these different things. So I don't really know yet. But at the same time, you're continuing to pursue. Because I think that's what, you know, our society is trying to get us to do sometimes is they'll get you to say, I don't know. And that's it. That's mm-hmm. the end of your journey. But for you, it's like, I don't know, and I'm going to keep pursuing. And I think mm-hmm. that's so cool. And I think that's such a great example for us, for me, for our people, that when we don't know something, we should continue to pursue mm-hmm. it and try to figure out what's God's plan for this. What is God doing? What does God want me to learn from this during this season? And not just, I don't know, that's it. I'll move on to something else, or I'll mm-hmm. go get distracted over here or do something different.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. The important thing is, like, not lose your curiosity about life. And when, like, I think I shared this, I don't know, a few Sundays ago when Kyle was speaking and he had me come up and share my journey too, that I'm stubborn and I don't always believe what Kyle says.
Okay, so sometimes stubborn has a negative connotation, right? So that brings to mind an episode of Family Matters that I used to watch, because there was an episode where Carl and Harriet were, they're trying to celebrate their anniversary, was such a good thing. And, you know, they started calling, you're bullheaded, you're stubborn, you're this, you're that. But then at the end, they come together and they recognize, you know, stubbornness, another word for that is actually strong-willed. Mm. And then they said, that's actually what drew me to you, was your strength of will. So depending on how you look at it, it could be stubborn or it could be strong-willed. So
yeah.
I'll choose to look at you, Mimo, as strong-willed, not stubborn. You're just strong-willed, which is good, because when you have a desire to find out something, that you'll keep going. And that's such a great trait to have. Mm-hmm. So don't let society tell you that you're stubborn. I think you're just strong-willed.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So I think when, you know, when I don't always believe what Kyle says, but I'll do my research though. That's mm-hmm. the thing. I will look up things on my own. Because it's so easy, I think, for me to be like, whatever, like, I don't care what you said. And then, like, not do anything about it, you know? It's so easy to, because I do have a job sometimes where I'm exhausted. Like, I just want to watch Netflix when I come home after the kids go to bed and just not think. And I think there are days like that where we can, like, relax our mind and whatever. But I think oftentimes we do that too much and we get lazy, right? So we choose not to to grow. Like, we kind of, we're stunted at certain levels sometimes because we kind of choose not to want to grow and want to know more, because sometimes it's easier not to know things, like, just kind of go with the flow, whatever.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Like, sometimes when things you don't know, you don't know. So you don't really care, because I don't know. But, like, that there comes to a point where, like, but that's not really how God wants us to live. Like, God gave us a meaning in our life. And so if you're always like, I don't care, I don't know, that there's no meaning to that. Like, you have to care about things. You have to search for the answers. You have to find out, like, if somebody's saying something, like, oh, is that right? Like, I have to look back. Like, I think it's so easy for me to get lazy and be like, I don't care, like, whatever. But that's not right. So that's, I think, also something that God's been teaching me, is that I can't be lazy. Mm. So we tell our kids, like, when they're in school, they can't be lazy. But, you know, now that I'm out of school from a long time ago, like, can I be lazy? No, like, I have to continue to grow. I'm a person on a journey. I'm going to always grow. Like, I think it's sad when people decide, like, I know everything, I don't need to grow. Like, it's then you feel like there's really no meaning.
It seems like meaning is something that you're talking about a lot, because Kyle had mentioned that Eli had asked you about what the meaning of life is and what that is. So, did you get a chance to respond to him?
No, because it was Kyle and Eli were in the car together. And then, so they went to pick up dinner and they came home. And then I think Eli was in the shower or something. Kyle's like, oh, it was interesting. Eli asked me what the meaning of life. And it's like, oh, really? So then me and Kyle and I and Eli talked about it a little bit. And I think Eli's just like, I don't know, I just wanted to know. But I think it's good that he's at an age where things like that are important, and that he felt comfortable kind of talking to us about it instead of not talking about it and having influences from his friends or whatever influences he has, and just, like, thinking about it on his own, but not having discussions about it. Because I think that happens a lot where, like, if people don't feel comfortable discussing about certain things, they won't talk about it. So they just keep it to themselves, but it just kind of stays in your head and kind of goes in a circle, and you're not getting answers, but then you might get answers from a different place. And yeah, so I was really glad actually Eli asked Kyle that, because he felt comfortable just saying, what's the meaning of life? What, why does it matter? And I think that's a question that all of us can have. It doesn't matter what age it is, like how old we get. Mm-hmm. I think there'll always be that question.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that God is always constantly challenging mm-hmm. us to is, you know, what is the meaning and what's the purpose of my life, mm-hmm. right? And right now, I feel like because we're in such a spiritual battle, right? And there's so many other things vying for our attention that yeah. sometimes we forget that's the journey that we're on, right?
Yeah.
And it's so easy for us to get distracted, or so easy for us to start thinking about all of these different busy things
yeah.
that we forget, like, what is God's purpose for myself? Yeah. What does he want me to do? And how do I fit in his story?
Yeah. 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 So talking about distractions, like, so it's Lent right now. So I gave up social media. I only have Instagram, but I gave it up. But I gave it up.
Oh, that's why you haven't been on Instagram.
I have not been on it for the last whatever day, 20 some days or whatever. And I gave it up actually last year for a year too. I think I gave it up like right after Father's Day. And I think I got back the year after, like in July or something. But because just like Netflix or something, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just wasted whatever minutes, whatever hours, just scrolling down, going down a rabbit hole about something that I don't really care, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah, but then it's so easy for, it's just, distractions are everywhere. And it's just so easy for me not to pay attention to important things and help me grow, like how God wants me to grow. Mm-hmm. So
speaking of growth, you know, one of the things that we keep kind of making fun of is how you keep sending us podcasts and things like that. But for me personally, I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate when you send us podcasts, because really for me, the way that I'm receiving it, I don't know if this is actually your heart, but the way that I'm trying to look at it is that, you know, you're showing your heart for me and my spiritual growth, and as well as the people in my sphere of influence, that you want them to grow. And so I'm hoping that you're filtering the ones that you're sending me, and you're sending me only good ones. So that's how I'm going to receive it.
Yeah.
The ones that you're sending me are the ones that you feel like are really good. That would be either for me to grow or for the people that I have influence over to help them to grow as well. So Mimo, in that, just wanted to ask you, are there any podcasts that you feel like our listeners could just, you know, start off with, some that you really feel, you know, every time I listen to this one, I get an aha moment. It's really good. Just so that our people can see, you know, we don't have to rely on I'm only getting fed spiritually on Sunday mornings when Pastor Barry, when I come to church, but there's other things during the week that we can continue our journey of this walk with God and our growth with God throughout the week too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I do share a lot of podcasts, and it's been going on for probably the last few years. There's people that I've been sharing to before, like Damon and Kyle. But yes, like John Mark Comer, I really have enjoyed his messages, and he has quite a few actually, like, cause he's a pastor too. So he's had his sermon messages on there, but I really like Levi Lesko as well. He's funny and he's really down to earth, and just the things he says is really relatable. And I think he's similar age to me, so I think that's part of it too. And Rebecca Lyons, she has one called Rhythms of Life, which started, I think, right before the pandemic or maybe, but that also talks about like the slowing down of your life. But then also we have rhythms to create rest. I can't remember the rest, but she has some good ones. I recently started listening to the Q Ideas, which deals more with like the culture issues that are going on. And those have been really good. And the other one is the family podcast. That was the one where they had the 5 points for the boys to become biblical men. And that was the family. Let me see.
I think it was called Intentional Family.
Yeah, Intentional Family podcast. And that's with Jefferson Bethke and John Tyson. They're both authors too. I think John Tyson's a pastor, but Jefferson's not. But yeah, they both had books about family. And yeah, those have been really good. So yeah. I think, and I also, yeah, some of the other ones I listen to, but those are probably the main ones lately that I've been listening to.
So when do you have the time to listen to all these podcasts?
So I have a pretty good routine in the morning that I've established for the last, I think maybe since the pandemic hit, I don't know, maybe. So I wake up before everybody else does, and read, like, do my devotions, read the Bible, with coffee. Then I will kind of semi get ready and then go for like about a mile to mile and a half walk. Not too long, because I don't have the time. And then while I'm walking, I'll listen to podcast. And then sometimes I jog, not in the morning, but like different times when I'm jogging, I'll listen to podcast. I'll also listen to podcast in my car because I have a pretty good, I mean, like at least a 30-minute commute. So some of the shorter ones I can listen to just in one drive. I think those are the times I'm listening to podcasts. I do like to read, but I've noticed because sometimes, a lot of times, I don't spend my time wisely. I'm really sleepy at night, so then I'll start falling asleep. So I don't read as much as I used to, but I do love books too. And I know a lot of people, actually, I've noticed a lot of people don't like to read as much, but they will listen. So podcasts is a good way to listen to just different topics you're interested in, or if you want to listen to different sermons. Like, I feel like pretty much every pastor has their sermons on podcasts. So, yeah.
Yeah. So as we're talking about podcasts, you know, Mimo, you are really, I feel like, one of the inspirations for us starting this podcast. So if you like listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast, you can thank Mimo next time you see her, because, you know, as she's been sharing podcasts with us recently, you know, we felt like it was this, creating our own podcast could be a way for our church to get to know other people in our church, as well as, you know, get inspired and hear about other people's God journeys, but then also be a place where if you're inspired and you feel like it was a good podcast, you can share it with people. And really that came from Mimo, because she's always sharing podcasts with us. So we were thinking that this would be a way for our church to also be able to make an impact in the world as well. So thank you, Mimo.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm glad. I was telling Damon, like, it's a nice way to get to know people in our church. Like, we might know who they are, but it's nice to know, like, what God's teaching them and what God's doing in their lives. So it's been really neat.
So that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks, Mimo, for coming on the show. So until next time, thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.